This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. The fate of billions of dollars from Washington to Wisconsin are at stake as voters decide whether to amend the state constitution on the 13th. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
It touches every aspect of our lives, from our roads to our social services to education. And this would have far-reaching and far-lasting effects.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Upfront. A no vote would keep the power over spending federal money in Wisconsin with the governor. A yes vote would give that power to the legislature. The lawyer for Devante Mitchell's family says an autopsy shows he died at the hands of four hotel employees in downtown Milwaukee June 30th. Police recommend felony murder charges, but prosecutors have said they needed the autopsy results first. Violent crime trends are going down in Milwaukee. The same is true nationwide. Advocates say the trends are encouraging, but the data is limited.
Homicide is influenced by a lot of local factors. In fact, we know that most violence can be isolated to specific neighborhoods within a city, so that it's essential for leaders to take time to analyze and fully understand local crime patterns while having a view towards more national trends.
Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting a $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the national apprenticeship system, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Wisconsin has started its first home energy rebates program. Wisconsin is also the first state of the nation to launch the program's home efficiency portion. The measures will save American households up to $1 billion in energy costs each year, as well as boost construction and manufacturing jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're expecting excessive rainfall in the area today. Wood County sent out an alert warning of the potential for flash flooding. A flood watch is in effect from Monday evening through Tuesday morning in our area to include Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties. We have saturated soils from heavy rainfalls across central and east central Wisconsin. The potential for additional heavy rain of 1 to 2 inches is expected between today and tomorrow, with higher amounts possible. Be prepared for flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone areas. Do not drive through water over the road. Turn around, don't drown. Stuff the Bus was a huge success. United Way had thousands of items donated on August 1st. These items will help students in need start the school year with the tools for success. They are still accepting donations at the United Way office until August 9th. The price of gasoline rose only slightly over the past week, with an increase of 0.9 cents per gallon. The average across the state sits at $3.49. This is 16 cents higher than a month ago, but over 11 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, predicts a gentle decline in gas prices over the next week. He said oil prices dropped over new concerns in the U.S. economy after a poor jobs report. Tropical Storm Debbie is still active in the southern U.S., but it poses low risk to refineries. The wild card depends on what happens in the Middle East. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.29 to $3.39 per gallon. The Rome Water Utility Office will be moving to the Town Hall Administration Building. This change will happen on September 3rd. They'll be located at 1156 Alpine Drive. Mid-State Roller Derby played their final game of the season on Saturday at the KB Willett Arena. The highly anticipated doubleheader kicked off with Mid-State playing Chippewa Valley Roller Derby out of Eau Claire. Lead jammer T and Tina from Chippewa Valley danced through the blockers to skate her team to victory. Final score 188 to Mid-State's 123. In the second bout of the night, Marquette Roller Derby won against Mississippi Valley Mayhem. Mid-State is holding intro to roller derby classes from September 8th through October 6th on Saturdays and Tuesdays. You can find out more information on their Facebook page. The Rafters are hosting National Night Out tomorrow. You can come to Witterfield from 3 to 6 to see police and fire displays, community organization tables, concessions, and the kids zone. Gamber Johnson is sponsoring the event and will provide attendees with a free ticket to the game on Tuesday night. EAA may be over for the year, but gear up for more planes flying overhead this week and next. The annual Northern Lighting Counterland Exercise is happening at Volk Field in Camp Douglas from August 5th through the 16th. This joint training exercise will replicate today's air battle space with current and future weapons platforms. It will include a variety of the world's most advanced aircraft, including F-35A, F-35C, and various F-16 configurations. These planes will be flying over our local airspace to include Adams, Juneau, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties, among many others. You can mark your calendars for a cookout in Nacoosa this Sunday. On August 11th, 4 Nacoosa will have brats and burgers for sale at Piggly Wiggly from 10 to 2. Money raised will go to support 4 Nacoosa and their community events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen, and Hobie has been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
Guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenge ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is bad news for American football fans. A judge has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in a class action lawsuit against the NFL due to flawed witness testimony. Just a quick heads up, that will probably be the only NFL news you hear moving forward that doesn't involve Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's a brand new season. Touchy McGee is back in the news. Nope, not Kevin Spacey, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's trying to refurbish his person after many sexual assault allegations, one of which he shares with Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs III. During an appearance on News Nation, the Oscar winner promoted his new faith-based film, The Firing Squad, which also stars Kevin Sorbo, and told host Dan Abrams he's rediscovered his Christian faith. Abrams asked Cuba if he's expressed regrets and sorrow for his actions. Gooding said it's made him a better person. See, folks, that's why he fondles other people inappropriately, to be better. Most people just deliver meals on wheels. People worldwide are watching more color television than ever. Netflix, for the first time ever, reported that all 10 of their top shows pulled in over 1 billion minutes viewed. Variety reports that during the week of July 1st, streaming platforms recorded over 313 billion viewing minutes over various platforms. That is the most streaming consumption ever for a single week. The Nielsen Company started its top 10 list in 2020. Fans of Britney Spears have a new biopic to look forward to. People magazine reports the film will be based on her 2023 memoir, called The Woman in Me. You remember that book that came out where Spears looks surprised that she's topless on the cover? That sneaky photog. The film will be produced by Mark Platt, who also produced La La Land. Variety reported that Universal won the rights to the film project and has access to Spears' entire music catalog. Hopefully, they won't use it in the movie. R-rated comedies might be coming back, according to Vince Vaughn. When asked why they went away in the first place, Vaughn told host Sean Evans of the Hot Ones podcast that he thinks Hollywood executives overthink things, opting to stick with more formulaic storylines so they don't get fired, and as a result, the comedy is watered down and vanilla. The Swinger star said he thinks the people want to laugh and want to see the envelope pushed. He made the prediction we will see more R-rated comedies like Wedding Crashers and Old School sooner rather than later. Let's hope so. Speaking of Vaughn, a cast is being put together for one of his new projects. Vaughn is set to star opposite James Marsden in the film Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. Deadline reports the script is a buddy action film set in the underworld. Not that it necessarily means the film will be great, but it took a bidding war for 20th Century Fox to land the project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and tonight, with some locally heavy rain possible at times. Our high 74 today, showers, thunderstorms 60 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.